Take your Bibles this morning if you have them, and if you're able to, turn over to Acts chapter number 20. Acts chapter number 20. I love end of year messages. I love first of year messages. I don't mind themed messages because I believe the Bible's full of messages to be able to preach. And some that say, well, you've been preaching here for 7 years. Have you run out of things to preach yet? I don't feel like we've even gotten started preaching everything that's in the Bible. There is so much to be able to learn and to be able to go back to. And so Acts chapter number 20. And if you found it, if you're able to, let's stand together for the reading of the Word of God. Acts chapter number 20, beginning in verse number 17, and we'll read down through verse number 27. Acts 20, verse number 17. And from Miletus he sent to Ephesus and called the elders of the church. And when they were come to him, he said unto them, ye know, from the first day that I came into Asia, after what manner I have been with you at all seasons, serving the Lord with all humility of mind, and with many tears and temptations which befell me by the lying in wait of the Jews, and how I kept back nothing that was profitable unto you, but have showed you and have taught you publicly and from house to house, testifying both to the Jews and also to the Greeks, repentance toward God and faith toward our Lord Jesus Christ. And now, behold, I go bound in the Spirit unto Jerusalem, not knowing the things that shall befall me there, save that the Holy Ghost witnesseth in every city, saying that bonds and afflictions abide me. But none of these things move me, neither count I my life dear unto myself, so that I might finish my course with joy, and the ministry which I have received of the Lord Jesus to testify the gospel of the grace of God. And now, behold, I know that ye all, among whom I have gone preaching the kingdom of God, shall see my face no more. Wherefore I take you to record this day that I am pure from the blood of all men, for I have not shunned to declare unto you all the counsel of God. I love the phrase, and I have it underlined. I'm not so much going to be preaching on this subject matter, but in verse number 24, so that I might finish my course with joy. Can I ask you this morning, are you finishing 2020 with joy? Is there something in your heart that just, is it joyful or is it a drudgery? Or has God done great things in your heart and life? But I want to preach on this subject matter. As I looked in this context of Scripture and looked down through here, Paul was saying his goodbyes. Paul was saying, this time of life for me with you is over with. And there's some application here that I want to be able to bring to the end of 2020 and be able to preach on this subject matter. Yes, it's almost over. It's almost over. Let's have a word of prayer and then we'll share some thoughts from the Scriptures. Father, we love you. Thank you so much for the Word of God. Lord, what you've taught me throughout this year, Lord, has been life-changing. Lord, I pray it's been an eternal difference. Lord, not just for me, but for others that I've come in contact with. Lord, I pray that as we only have 4 days left to be able to close out 2020, some are looking forward with anticipation to saying goodbye to it. But Lord, we know that not much may change when we wake up on Friday morning. But Lord, our walk with you can be so much greater. We can draw so much closer to you. So Lord, I pray that you teach us some things this morning we can apply to our hearts and lives now and change our lives. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. Some people say, and I've heard it said, I can't wait for this year to be over with. In all honesty, what is going to change when you wake up on Friday morning? Not much. People are still going to be working from home, the majority of them. People are still going to be testing positive for a virus. lives are still going to be slipping out into eternity. The nation is still going to be in a mess because the majority are still trying to live their lives without the Lord Jesus Christ. But as we come to the end of a year, and I pray you do this, and I make mention of it year after year, usually the last couple weeks, sometimes 3 weeks of a calendar year, in my heart and mind, it's going and reviewing the past year. Now, as I've gone over, and I'll be a little bit transparent with you this morning, I know that when it comes to church, when it comes to gathering together, it's been a unique year. I was talking with Brother Don yesterday morning, and it's been one of those years, I'll be honest with you, I've sat back over the past couple weeks. I've looked at every decision that's been made. I've questioned every decision. I've found out a lot about myself this year. I could give you a list of lessons that God has taught me. One of the main things that He's taught me throughout this year is, I'll give you a couple things, maybe a few. Some of the main things He's taught me is that the message still has to be about the Lord Jesus Christ at all times. Still has to be. It would have been very easy throughout this year to be able to preach topical messages and just go with the wave of where everything is going, and whether we preach messages condemning what takes place in an election, or preach a COVID message, or preach a lockdown message. We could have had all of those things. But God's taught me we still need to have the message about Jesus no matter what situation that we're in. But He's also taught me the lesson throughout this year, and this is kind of two or three, almost fourfold as it goes through my mind, is that investment into lives, when it comes to Christians, not everybody's going to be there for the long haul. And be willing to invest in those that desire to be invested in. Do you know there's some, and the Bible has taught us throughout this year, that there's going to be a falling away at the end times? In fact, I preached a message in the summertime right out there underneath the tent, and the title of the message was, "It Doesn't Have to Be Us." You remember that message? There's going to be a falling away. They're going to heap to themselves teachers having itching ears, and for some, the new norm is, I'll catch the message later on throughout the week. Instead of a time set aside and honoring the Lord as the Lord's day. And there's several things that I've looked at in my life, and I've gone back and said we need to focus on Christ. I need to make sure that what the people need comes from the Scriptures. You don't need my personal opinions week after week. You need the Word of God. And we need to be focused on the Scriptures. And that needs to be the priority. That needs to be preeminent. I've spent the last few weeks questioning every decision that's been made. Every call that's been made. Not everybody's been happy. I've found out this, what's revealed in my case, the real me, in some things that God showed me. It's also revealed the real people in some other thing, people that I know. And I thought, Lord, if You'd help us, we're coming to the end of the year. I have looked back, and let me say this with assurance. I believe I'm closing out the year thankful for what God has done in our church. I'm thankful for what God has done in our lives. You say, well, Pastor, I didn't agree with this call that you made. I didn't agree with that call that you made. Guess what? At the time, I didn't agree with it. So I look back over it. God's worked in a wonderful way. From being able to purchase the tent, wasn't that wonderful having church outside through the summertime? Do Do you realize how many driving by and even just pulled off the side of the road to be able to tune their radio and to be able to listen to the church service? In fact, some have asked, and I've put it down, I think, Lord willing, if it's His will and we get that property next door, why not come April or May, let's set the tent up over next door. And we'll have some church outside this next coming summer. Wasn't God so wonderful to us with the weather? And didn't get rained out. Brother Shepherd said that over and over and over. On Sunday mornings. Never once was there a downpour. And I'll say this, I remember preaching outside on that ramp outside the lower door there when it was as cold as can be, and I'm about freezing, and it's about 34 degrees outside. Everybody's sitting in their car with their heat going, and I'm saying, it's cold standing outside here. We look at things, and I know, and some may be live streaming, and you can email in a list of decisions that haven't been pleasing, and I know you can give lists, and I can give lists on things that we've gone through this year, and I don't like this, and I don't like this. Well, join the club. Every one of us have things this year that we didn't like, and they might not have been to our liking. I see the Apostle Paul here. And I see as he's preparing to say goodbye to the elders that are here at the church in Ephesus. And he gathers them together, and with this thought in mind, it's almost over. I want to share a few thoughts that I see that Paul did here. First of all, there was a looking back. If you have not, you've only got 4 days left to be able to reflect on 2020. To be able to go back and be able to say, hey, these things were done. I'm thankful for these decisions. I hope I don't make this mistake in 2021. There's some that are seated here. Listen, last year at this time, you would have never imagined. I talked to Brother Donahoe this week, and I said, well, last year at this time, you wouldn't think you'd be sitting in Concord, New Hampshire, did you? God moved him from Napa, California, all the way across the country, be part of Granite State Baptist Church. 365 days ago, that was the furthest thing from their mind. Can I say this? I'm thankful that God works in those ways. I've made new friends. Hey, listen, I've met Chris and Jessica this year. Hey, a year ago, did you even imagine you'd be sitting in church on a Sunday morning? Boy, aren't you thankful for what God has done throughout 2020? And I see with the Apostle Paul, I see first of all, as he started in verse number 18, there is a looking back at what took place with the saints there, and he's recalling this to the elders. First of all, there's a look back at the ministry that's been accomplished. He says in verse number 19, he says, serving the Lord with all humility of mind and with many tears and temptations which befell me by the lying in wait of the Jews. He says, I've showed you, verse number 20, and have taught you publicly and from house to house. He looked back over ministry. You know what I did over this past week several times? Is sit back and think about the ministry that God has allowed us to be able to accomplish in 2020. You say, what's been accomplished? What have we done? Listen, hey, God's allowed us to be able to influence some people. God's allowed us to be able to see some people saved. God's allowed us to be able to see some lives change and for the church to be able to grow. Do you realize that through the pandemic, of what the world calls the pandemic, do you realize there's actually families that have connected more with Granite State Baptist Church through this time than probably what they would have without it? And now God's allowed them to be able to be part of our church and faithfully serving and doing what God's commanded them to do. And as I looked at the Apostle Paul, he's looking back at the ministry God allowed him to be able to have. I wonder if you could look back in 2020 and be able to say, this is where God has allowed me to serve Him throughout this year. It may just be simply you were able to come in and be able to sweep a floor. or to be able to mop the floor, to be able to straighten up some songbooks, or to be able to clean some bathrooms, or maybe it was mowing outside, or maybe it was to come in and shovel. Hey, listen, do you know how long of a day it was, 4.5 hours out there shoveling after 22 inches of snow? It was a long day. We got to the point, I asked Brother Don, I was bringing the snowblower up around here and this little sidewalk down here. He said, don't even mess with it. And we snowblowed the area to be able to get into the steps. God sent some rain by. Now it's clear out there. We didn't have to shovel it. God took care of it. But someone came by and said, listen, let's go. I'm going to go get lunch. Someone came by and Peter and I were trying to dig out that truck out of the back 40 over here with 22 inches. We didn't expect 22 inches of snow. Try to get that truck out. Someone came by and said, you want a hot coffee? I'm going to pick it up. And you say, well, simple things like that. But think back over this year about the ministry that God's allowed you to be able to be part of. You say, but it seems so insignificant. I'm not the Apostle Paul. None of us are. But he looked back and he said, I've been able to serve the Lord with all humility of mine, with many tears and temptations, and goes through. And he's telling these elders there of the church at Ephesus, he said, I've been able to serve the Lord while I've been here with you. But you know, not just the ministry that he was able to partake in, but I saw he looked back over the messages that were preached. And he said in verse number 21, he said, testifying both to the Jews and also to the Greeks, repentance toward God and faith toward our Lord Jesus Christ. I've looked back several times because, listen, I get on Twitter, I get on social media, and I start looking at other messages and I start listening to other messages. I'm turning into, and I was asked this, actually, Emily asked me it when I was down in Florida in February, and we all went out to supper that night. It might have been her that asked, so what do you do while you're driving? Are you a podcast guy? And I remember that. Was it you, Molly, that asked me that the year before? It was one of you two. It was a blonde in Pensacola. Might have been you. And I'm turning in, I've been listening to some messages as I'm driving down the road, and I'm thinking over 2020, I'm thinking, man, I wish I would have said that. I wish I would have had that message. I wish that, but I noticed this when it came back to the Apostle Paul's message. He said, listen, I've been testifying and preaching about repentance towards Christ and about the Lord Jesus Christ. And I thought, what greater message could have been preached throughout this year than making sure that everything is still about Jesus? Do you know there's enough wickedness and discouragement and depression out there in this world? And what we need is a message about Jesus. Now listen, sometimes messages about Jesus, he used the term here, repentance. That's because there was sin in lives. And you say, well, I like them flowery messages. I like things that are going to make me feel good. Well, listen, I found out this. Repentance always makes me feel good. Afterwards. Now, the conviction during that and while you're needing to repent. But sometimes sin needs to be preached against. Sometimes complacency and laziness, and there's a whole new form of Christianity that is settling in, not just here in America, but around the world. Of just, you know something? I'm okay just to catch it later. And listen, I know there's some, they're not here because of health issues. I understand that. I understand there's some sickness that's going around. I get that. I'll be the first one to say, if you're not feeling good, don't come in and cough and sneeze all over someone else, okay? I mean, that's just common sense. I told someone yesterday, I said, finally, after all these years, people are starting to get this in 2020. I said, they bring their kids in, snotty nose and coughing and sneezing all over the place, put them in the nursery and wonder why all the kids in the church got sick. I said, we've learned some things through this, but when I say overall, listen, it was said back in July that the estimate was probably at least 20% of churches wouldn't open their doors back up after this thing was over, if it's going to be over. And I'm thinking there's a new brand of Christianity they call it Christianity, across our nation and around the world. Hey, listen, there is still something about coming together as the body of Christ. Now, you may not need me, but I sure do need you. I need the encouragement. I need the rest of the body of Christ. And I'm not talking, hey, listen, text messages are wonderful, but to be able to see people in person as much as we can. That's what some that aren't around, and man, we just miss seeing people. And there's some health reasons and health issues, and that's keeping some people away. And I understand. I said, I can imagine what it's like now for some Christians that are inside some nursing homes and places. But may I say, regardless of all of that, the message was still ought to be the same. It ought to be a message of Christ. And Paul is looking back at his ministry time here in Ephesus, and he's looking back at the ministry and looking back at the messages and reminding them. Do you know how many times I've gone back and said, well, was that the right message to preach at that time? Was that the right passage of Scripture to be able to go to? Hey, when I say every decision I've questioned, I've double questioned, triple questioned, saying, is that the right one? What? No. Over and over and over again, reflecting and looking back. But then I saw this as he was going over that, and he's testified, he's preached faith towards the Lord Jesus Christ. But then after Paul got done looking back, can I say this? There was also a leaving behind. And he said this, and I circled this, because of all the time that he spent there at Ephesus, he said in verse number 22, he said, and now, behold, I go. Do you realize there was nothing he could do if he looked back at a message and it wasn't the right message to preach at that time? Do you realize there was nothing if he looked back and said these decisions that have been made? Hey, listen, I've said it over and over. You could probably come up with a dozen decisions that have been made, more than that. Almost every executive order that's been put out anyway. Decisions that have been made that we look at now and we're saying, boy, I wish I could go back and change that. You realize there's some things I look at over 2020, and there's some things that I can't go change. There's some conversations, and I'm saying afterwards, and I'm looking back at them saying, I wish I would have had a little bit more compassion. Or maybe said it with a little bit more grace. But the Apostle Paul, as he's here at Ephesus, there is that looking back, and he said, I've served the Lord, and here's the messages that have been preached. He said, now I go. There's a leaving behind that the Apostle Paul had there. And listen, there's some things you ought to be leaving behind that you can do absolutely nothing about for 2020. How many get tired of everybody throwing up everything from your past that you want to look at them and say, you know something? There's absolutely nothing I can do about that except I can make today better. There's some leaving behind. Listen, there's some that are so excited for the calendar of 2020 to go behind us and start in 2021 so that we can just leave some things behind. Now listen, some lessons that God's taught me, I'm not going to try to leave those behind. I'm going to try to carry them forward into 2021 and be able to learn some things. God's personally challenged me, and I'm not going to lay these things out to you on what God's personally done in my heart on some things He wants to see accomplished in me and through me in 2021. But there's some things that I'm saying I can't wait for that to be over with, and I'm going to leave that behind. All those defeats, all those things where we failed over and over and over again. He says, listen, and now behold, I go. I'm going to turn over there in a little while, but remember what the Apostle Paul said in Philippians chapter number 3, as he gave his pedigree and where he came from and his heritage and his education and everything, and he got down through there. He said in chapter 2, I count these as dung. Chapter 3, he said, I'm forgetting those things which are behind. But don't you wish we could truly forget them? Don't you wish that there was just something, hey, there's certain areas that I wish I could go back on New Year's Eve of 2020, right before midnight, and say, okay, I'm just going to wipe out this area of my memory. And I'm not even going to remember that anymore. But we can't do that. But you know something? We don't have to live in the defeat. We don't have to have it constantly at the forefront of our hearts and our minds. There's some things that we can leave behind. And Paul said, listen, and behold, now I go. Ministry's done. Do you realize when 12 o'clock on Thursday night comes, there is absolutely nothing else that I can do in 2020 to be able to make a difference in anybody else's life? But I've been thinking this week, you know, and you may say this is crazy. You know, I've never sat down and watched the old Christmas show, It's a Wonderful Life. Never done that. I've seen bits and pieces. I know the basis of the story and everything. And so just actually in the past week or so, I think I saw how the thing ended. Okay? Seriously, you may say you're as backwards as could be. I just don't take that time, okay, to sit down and watch it. And I saw how that ended. And can I say this? And it wasn't because of that. There's been a song that God has used in my heart and life. And it's just a little phrase in there. I want my life to count for Jesus. And God burdened me throughout this week as I'm going into the end of 2020. What is it that I can leave behind that's not making an eternal impact? But what is it in my life that, listen, we'll get to it, that I can look forward to and say, this is how God desires to use me. And I need to correct some things in my life. Did you accomplish everything you wanted to in 2020? Are you ending your life in 2020, I'm talking about these calendar days. Are you ending that completely satisfied, saying I wouldn't go back and change anything or do anything else this entire year, even if I had the opportunity to? And I thought, what if my life was over? Would I be able to say I made a difference in someone's life? Would I be able to say my life made a difference? Someone sang a song, it was several weeks ago, probably several months. And it was the song, How Can We Reach a World We Never Touch? And I thought, you know, God has laid so many things out in front of us as Granite State Baptist Church. And ministry, we look at some of it and say, if I could forget that in the past. But there's some ministry that God allows us to be able to touch people and to be able to make a difference and to be able to touch their lives is what I'm talking about. And to be able to make a difference, that their life is different because God allowed Granite State Baptist Church to be a part of their life. And some things you need to forget about from this year, your failures, your downfalls, your defeats, and leave that behind. Don't walk into 2021 as a defeated Christian. But we can look forward. And I saw this as we read verse number 22. I saw that there's a looking forward that Paul had. You say, well, what did he have settled? Well, look at this in verse number 22 and 23. He said, and now behold, I go bound in the Spirit unto Jerusalem. So he had direction that he was heading. But look at this next phrase. Not knowing the things that shall befall me there. How many know what's going to happen in 2021? How many know? Hey, listen, you wouldn't have thought a year ago this is where I would be seated. What do you mean taking out 60 chairs and putting them downstairs? Things keep rolling the way they're going and start slowly bringing them back upstairs at some point. We can't sit back and say, hey, all of this is going to happen. Paul's saying, I'm leaving here. The ministry is done for this time here and I'm going forward. But I have no idea what's going to happen. I don't know the things that are going to befall me, but here's what he said. There's a looking forward. There's an uncertainty. How many are looking at 2021? Don't raise your hand and saying, I'm just not sure what's going to happen. We don't. What's going to happen in government? What's going to happen in our state? What's going to happen across our nation? What's going to happen with church? What's going to happen with our family? What's going to happen through all of this? Most of the time, we start a new year off with more questions than what we have answers. And he said, but I'm going forward. He said, I don't know what's going to befall me. You know what he was talking about here? He knew the end of his life was going to be coming. He knew there were people that were searching for him. There were people wanting to arrest him, to be able to throw him in prison. And listen, by the time you get to chapter 26, they've arrested him. He's on his final voyage and he's heading towards Rome. And then we start having letters like 2 Timothy, where he's writing at the end of his life. But he's able to say through all of that, I fought a good fight. I've kept the faith. I finished my course. And I thought, there's uncertainty going forward. And listen, you can come up and ask me any question about 2021. And you know what my answer is probably going to be? I don't know. Honestly, I'm just trying to be honest with you. What's your answer to 2020? I don't know. There may be uncertainty going into next year. And if you think you have it all figured out, it's just then when God comes along and says, well, I'll show you how much you got all figured out. Got it all figured out. There's uncertainty. But then I saw this. And here's how I want to enter 2021. Paul's looking ahead, not just with uncertainty, but he's looking ahead unwavering. Here's what he said in verse number 23. After he said, I don't know what's to befall me. You say, what's unwavering? You know what wavering is? Back and forth, indecisive. Bible calls it a double-minded man. Here's what he said. He said, I don't know everything that's going to befall me, save this. Verse number 23. Save that the Holy Ghost witnesseth in every city, saying that bonds and afflictions abide me. Now, here's what he's saying. I hope we don't see the same thing that Paul sees. He said, but I do know this. Everywhere I go, there's one thing that's the same. He said, the Holy Ghost of God is witnessing for him, bonds and afflictions. They're going to be part of his life. But I went back and I thought about this. The Holy Ghost witnesseth. Do you know that we can be unwavering going into 2021 that God's still the same? God has not changed one bit. He hasn't. Now, Paul knew what was coming in his life. He's saying, hey, the purpose that God has for me, I may be leaving Ephesus. I don't know what's ahead of me. Save this. God's already told me bonds and afflictions await me. May I say this? The purpose that God has for our lives hasn't changed either. You say, well, I need to change everything. We're going into a new year. If you're not right with God, then yes, you need to change things. Maybe that's where the message of repentance needs to be preached. That there's sin in the life. Listen, don't carry old sin into a new year. The purpose of God is still the same for our lives. It has not changed a bit. He still calls us to be holy. He still calls for Granite State Baptist Church to be witnesses and testimonies and to be able to send the gospel forth. That hasn't changed. You say, Pastor, what's going to change at the church in 2021? Listen, next Sunday, by God's grace, I'm going to be right here at this pulpit. This exact same Bible is going to be open and there's going to be a message from the scriptures. And can I tell you what the message is probably going to be about? Jesus. Hasn't changed. The purpose is still the same that God has for us. You say, I don't know what's going to befall me in 2021, but I know God's the same. And I know His purpose is the same. Now, aren't you thankful the purpose for your life might not be the same as the purpose for Paul's life? Can you imagine just knowing I'm going from city to city and bonds and afflictions await me? I mean, it's just he shows up to be able to preach the gospel and he's just waiting for them to come and arrest him. God told me you were coming. I've been waiting for you. Now, I'm thankful. So far, it's not like that. But I'm so thankful. Listen, if the purpose for Paul doesn't change, God has a purpose for our lives and it hasn't changed. Why not just commit, hey, listen, I don't know everything that's going to happen in 2021, but I know this. I'm going to do my best. I'm going to live for God. And God's going to be glorified in my life. And we're going to get to the end of our lives. And we're going to, just the end of next year, just bring it a little shorter. We're going to get to the end of next year and we're going to be looking back and we're going to be saying, "Well, I didn't like I made that decision. I didn't like how that turned out." You know something? Hopefully we can look back and say, God's purpose, my life didn't change and I stayed faithful to Him. I wonder how many are seated here this morning and won't be here next year at this time. And I'm not talking just because God moved them on or someone passed on and went out into eternity. You don't have my permission to go to heaven this next year, okay? Try to stay around if you can. But if you go, we'll miss you and we'll rejoice that you're at the feet of your Savior. I just prefer that all of us go at the same time, okay? We don't know what's coming this next year. But why not determine, hey, we can look back, review some things. We can look back at how God used us over this past year. We can look at the messages that have been given out. We can leave some things behind and say, I'm just not carrying them into the new year. But there are some things we can look forward to. And let me read this to you. I told you we'd turn over there. Philippians chapter number 3. Philippians chapter number 3. And he says in verse number 12, he says, "Not as though I had already attained, either were already perfect. But I follow after, if that I may apprehend, that for which also I am apprehended of Christ Jesus." In other words, he's going for that ultimate goal. He's going for... He wants to apprehend, that's none other than the Lord Jesus Christ. The Lord Jesus Christ is the one that apprehended him. He said, "Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus." And I thought, listen, we're not done yet. But this year is almost finished. Now we can look back for the next 4 days and live in defeat at everything that we failed at. And you know something? I can sit right with you and have the same pity party. You know what I came to grips with this week? There was a lot of decisions that had to be made in 2020. As of right now, and you might have a better reason for me to change my belief on this, as of right now, I can't say I would have changed anything as far as in the timing of decisions being made. It just felt like the Lord worked through the timing and the place that He had for us. Now, I'm looking forward to this next year. There's some things I've looked back and I've analyzed ministry. I've analyzed messages. I've analyzed my personal life. And there's some things God's saying, okay, let go of, and you need to go forth. But there's some other things He's saying, you need to look forward to this. And you need to go after this. And you need to attain this because the purpose that God has for us has not changed. By God's grace, the purpose of Granite State Baptist Church is not going to change going into 2021. It's not going to. We're going to stay with the same focus. We're going to stay with the same direction. We're going to stay with the same Bible. We're going to stay with the same love for people. The message is going to be the same. It's going to be about Jesus. That's the direction we're heading. Now, I sure hope you're starting off a new year, first of all, with Jesus. And that you're a child of God. I pray that you've accepted Him as your personal Lord and Savior. But then I pray this, not only are you starting it off with Jesus, I pray that you're starting off right with Jesus. That there may be some things, young or old, there may be some things in lives that need to be said, you know, I got to leave that behind in 2020. It may be a rebellious spirit. It may be unforgiveness. It may be bitterness. It may be things that we look at and say, I know God's not pleased with this. And we leave that behind in 2020 and say, by God's grace, I know there's uncertainty ahead. I know there's going to be struggles, But God's purpose for my life is still on track, and we need to stay going forward. Yes, it's almost over. But more times than not, when I get to this point in the year, usually I'm more discouraged than I am encouraged, because I'm looking at all the failures. Can I say this? Look at the failures and then leave them behind. But be encouraged by the future. As long as we're breathing, God's still giving us an opportunity to be able to live for Him. As long as we're breathing and we can take our next breath, there's a future living for God. Yes, it's almost over. Almost. And some are glad to see it go. Can I say this? The lessons God's taught me, I don't want them to go anywhere. I want them to stay here for the rest of my life, be able to learn some things and be able to apply them to my hearts and lives and look forward to the future. Would you stand with your heads bowed and eyes closed this morning? Yes, it's almost over. Maybe you need to take some time and be able to look back. Maybe you feel like this complete year has just been one big failure. But maybe you can look back and say, this is where God allowed me to be able to serve Him. This is what God allowed me to be able to accomplish for Him. What about that person that you were able to speak a word of encouragement to? What about that one that you were able to give the gospel to? What about the one you were able to encourage? God allowed me to do that this year. What about looking back at our lives and saying, you know, there has been some failures, and I'm going to be able to identify these, and by God's grace, I'm going to leave them behind. And starting today, I'm getting rid of them. I'm not holding on to them. I'm going to move forward, and God's going to allow me to live in victory. And why not start looking forward? You say, but I'm uneasy about that. I don't know what the future is going to hold. Well, you know this. God's purpose for you hasn't changed. And so whatever the need is this morning, I'm going to have a word of prayer. Brother Caleb's going to begin playing on the piano. If you need to step out and find your place here at the altar. An altar is a good place just to come and leave some things behind. And just say, God, I'm leaving it here. I'm not picking it up and taking it into 2021. I'm leaving it here. As he begins to play, if God's spoken to your heart, Father, we love you. Would you do that work in our hearts and lives that only you can do? Help us to review. Help us to move forward. Help us to leave some things behind, but move forward by faith. God will thank you for it in Jesus' name. With your heads bowed, eyes closed, God's spoken to your heart. Maybe you're here this morning and you're not starting off the year. You're not ending this year with Jesus. You've never trusted Christ as your personal Lord and Savior. And maybe you're here this morning. You'd say, Pastor, I'm not sure that I'm saved. I'm not sure that I'm a child of God. But I'm asking you to pray for me. I wonder if there'd be one here this morning. Just simply slip your hand up, slip it down. Pastor, pray for me. I'm not sure that I'm saved. I've never asked the Lord Jesus Christ to save me. Amen. Praise the Lord. God's so faithful. Can I tell you, we'd love to take a Bible. Maybe you'd like to nail that down and know that you're saved and on your way to heaven. Get it settled. Here's what I'm going to ask. I'm not even going to ask you to come forward here. But Brother Peter standing right at the back with a Bible. Boy, he'd love to have a word of prayer with you. Settle it from your heart. Maybe you'd just be willing to slip out. Let Peter just take a Bible and have a word of prayer with you. Boy, that'd be a blessing. Maybe there's someone else, God speaking to hearts. Maybe there's some things you'd say, Pastor, would you pray with me going into 2021? There's some things I need to leave behind, some things that I need to move forward on. Would you just pray that God will give me the strength to be able to do that? Would you just slip your hand up, slip it down? Pastor, pray for me on these things. You don't have to tell me what they are, but I tell you, it is absolutely wonderful to be able to unload some things at the feet of Jesus and say, I'm just not carrying this baggage of defeat and failure into the next year. Yes, it's almost over. You've got 4 days to reflect, to unload, prepare to move forward. 4 days. You say, well, I'll wait till Thursday. No, I had someone this week tell me, Pastor, I'm not waiting till January the 1st. We started this week and told me what God had worked in their hearts and lives about. We're not waiting till January 1st. We're starting fresh today. Boy, what a blessing. What an encouragement that was to your pastor. I'm so thankful for that. Father, we love you. Thank you for the Word of God. It is so true, so encouraging. Lord, I wonder how it was for the Apostle Paul to be saying goodbye to a ministries over here. He's going on to the next city. He was looking forward to what you had for him. Lord, I pray that you'd work in our hearts and lives as 2020 comes to a close. We look forward to a new year. May we stay focused on Jesus. May the purpose that you have for us be at the forefront of our hearts and minds. And more, Lord, may we pursue it greater than we ever have in our lives. Now, in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Can I share two things with you? First of all, where the apostle, this is where the message breaks down at the end of it, where the apostle Paul said, you'll not see my face from this day forward. Notice that wasn't in my message this morning. I'm just making sure you don't walk out of here and say, what was Pastor saying? Look at that next verse. Okay? That wasn't in my message this morning. And so I'm looking forward to this next year. And I also wanted to make mention of this, that we are looking, it will be in the bulletin for this next week, but probably I'm looking at January the 11th, which is a Monday night. If there is interest, just let me know. But we are looking at starting back up the Bible Institute on Monday nights. Okay, that'll be starting at 7 o'clock on Monday nights and from 7 to about 10 past 9 or so, okay, for all three courses. And so that information will be in the bulletin this next Sunday. But if you're interested in that, then that'll be starting back up on January the 11th. And you say, what is that? It's just a wonderful time to be able to get together and learn more about the Bible. It's 4 semesters. Just give a basic Bible knowledge and overview. You earn a certificate of Bible knowledge. Okay, Miss Regina was able to earn hers. Brother Nate was able to earn his. The two that have graduated, and then 2020 kind of sent us into a spiral. But I told you, we're going forward in 2021. And some things are getting back on track. Okay, so just be ready for it. And so that'll be starting up January the 11th and go through usually towards the end of April. Okay?